I inaugurated a personal canvassing campaign, visiting literally every single retail establishment in the district over a period of about 6 weeks. I devoted my mornings to this activity and used as a little memento by which people could remember that I'd been there, pencils, which turned out to be very popular for a number of campaigns, printed with my name and candidacy. And in that way, I met information centers by the hundreds, to wit, the retailers, many of whom were willing to display my picture card in their windows after my visit, and also to meet their customers, with each one of whom I carefully shook hands. And this is a very special technique, because it is very essential in connection with it not to get bogged down. Not that one does not wish to debate the issues, but that it is essential to cover the ground, and that takes time and does not allow for diversions. That's a big warning to any candidate. Don't get bogged down in a debate when you're out shaking hands with prospective voters, but simply accept the fact that a certain percentage will not agree with you. And go on to work for your strength, which is a great political principle of mine, instead of taking an inordinate amount of time trying to make up for your weakness. Paragraph, the main issues in the campaign of 1946 turned out to be housing for veterans, and the end of price controls, which President Truman had then installed on meats, the avoidance of war, which meant a positive position toward the United Nations, with an adequate admixture of ideas as to how it operates in order to be the great agency for peace, which it was designed to be at San Francisco in 1945. And what to do about the danger of communist takeovers, in which was then very imminent in Greece and Turkey, where under the cover of partisan internal warfare, or civil war, backed by the communists on the left, an effort was being made to subvert the sovereignty and democracy of these countries. The positions to be taken were clear and were confirmed by subsequent events, but the alertness initiative with which they were handled was the critical point as far as the voters were concerned. Also, my experience as a lawyer and my experience in the armed forces served me very well in respect of the particular interest of the refugee Jewish families in the district, in respect of the restitution claims on the German Federal Republic and on East Germany as well, resulting from the confiscations and barbarism of the Nazis before and during World War II. Paragraph. Accordingly, on Election Day, with the confluence of all the factors which I have described, though I did not win by a majority of the votes cast in the district, I did win by a plurality, and the miracle was performed. My next 1946 election, and it proved to be a very rewarding but an extremely difficult and exacting task. Paragraph, I have now given a sample of how I would intend to deal with campaigns, and this treatment would be applied to all the campaigns in which I have been engaged, occurring as they do through the book, not exactly in chronological order, but nonetheless substantially in chronological order. Otherwise, the respective issues would not fit into the narrative. End of note. Paragraph. The next heading would be chronology of great issues and the personalities relevant thereto. It's really amazing going over the past record to see how many things were started which came on through the years. In my very first session in the Congress, from January to July to the end of July of 1947, I have issued annual reports to my constituents every one of the 29 years that I've been in the Congress. And it is fascinating to me that in the first one, issued on July 24th, 1947, I quoted the words which are on the inscription, which are the inscription on the National Archives building in Washington. Quote, "What is past is prologue," end of quote. The prologues of 47 were destined to be the problems, the achievements, and the frustrations of all the three decades thereafter. We enacted the first bill to assist Greece and Turkey, and we began to participate in the in foreign aid through a foreign relief bill, and in the International Refugee Organization, dealing primarily with the displaced persons of Europe, then still in the displaced persons camps. Indeed, I spent the summer of 1947 with two colleagues, Representatives Fulton and Shelf, Fulton of Pennsylvania and Shelf of Kentucky, investigating the displaced persons camps, and that in that investigation, we visited, out of the 750 such camps, 250, a monumental undertaking, and had a and made therefore a vital contribution to the ultimate enactment of the Displaced Persons Act, in which the United States joined in cleaning out the displaced persons camps of Europe by taking its fair share, and also by pursuing a strong policy respecting the resettlement in Palestine of the surviving Jews of Europe who found themselves in the displaced persons camp, and were the decisive factor in Israel's becoming a state in 1948. 1947 saw the beginnings of the Marshall Plan, concept having already been offered by General Marshall, then Secretary of State, in a famous speech blank. We began to lay the groundwork for a new version of inter-American cooperation through a common determination to resist threats or acts of aggression against any American republic, and through a greater intensification of cooperation in inter-American military defense. The struggle over Palestine as a homeland for the Jewish people broke open. And the resolution of the United Nations partitioning Palestine and forming the essential basis for the Jewish state of Israel came soon thereafter on November 30, 1947. Great hopes as for the utilization of the United Nations as a peacekeeping agency still remained before us. Paragraph. Moving to the home front, 1947 saw the enactment of the Taft-Hartley Law over President Truman's veto. I voted with Truman to sustain his veto because I thought that the law was inadequate on the subject of strikes threatening national paralysis, like a strike which was then threatened in the coal mines. Subsequent history of the Taft-Hartley Act has certainly borne out that concern. My other concern that the Taft-Hartley Act was punitive as far as labor is concerned has also been borne out in the intolerable delays which have affected adversely both labor and management in respect the activities of a National Labor Relations Board. Delays further compounded by the subsequent Landrum-Griffin Act. Paragraph. Prominent in these considerations was also the agonizing fear that the 1932 Depression should not be repeated, and hence I joined with many other veterans in a plea in an effort to determine how we could stabilize our private economy, quote, so that individual freedom is preserved and economic security is afforded to our people.